I'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council special meeting to order for May 17th, 2022. Just to let everyone know, remember the purpose of this special meeting, we're going to be discussing the 2021 city financial audit report, approving the temporary on sale liquor license for the baseball club, some time off for city clerk, and then we will be discussing a little bit more in depth on the pending lawsuit for 45.0282010. So Brad, if you want to come up in the hot seat.
When I hit the mic button, is it
green? It's green now. Yep. All right. Well, thanks for having me tonight. Sorry I was late last week or so. Made it tonight. A little earlier than 10 seconds even. So what we're going through is just the presentation. If there's certainly anything in this financials as you reviewed the financial statements you want to ask about, we can address that as well. But the first slide of the financial series just gives our talks about our auditor's opinion and legal compliance report. The auditor's opinion is what you're really paying for to have our audit completed, and that's for us to give you our opinion on your financial statements. We are issuing an unmodified, or we call a clean opinion, on the financial statements. So we're saying that we believe everything in the report is materially accurate and presented in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. The state auditor requires us to go through a series of checklists related to state statutes that they want us to test as part of our financial statement audit. We've gone through those checklists, and we are not reporting any compliance findings this year. So good there as well. We are reporting, a part of going through the audit process, we'll look at internal controls. These are very common findings that you've had in for a number of years, and it's just because of limited number of staff in the office and separating the separation of duties. So these are just here to really have you be aware that make sure you're looking at financial information that you're receiving on a monthly basis. Ask questions if things don't look right, and make sure you're getting good answers in return. So this is really just this there to show kind of the responsibilities, and it is your financial statement. So then we'll get into the results of the financials this year. So your general fund fund balances ended the year with about a 75%, 76% reserve. So you have a fund balance policy to have 35 to 50% of your of fund balance for your next year's budget. Your next year's budget is $625,000, shown in the yellow at the top there, and then your actual fund balances are in the red there. So about 75%, so definitely above your reserve limit requirements. Next slide is your budget to actuals for your general fund. See, your revenues came in about $180,000 over what you'd budgeted. About $80,000 of that was related to LGA. You don't budget for LGA, that gets transferred out to capital, and then you received about $16,000 in small cities assistance as well that you don't know of when you have a budget. So that was an additional amount. Those are kind of the bigger variances there. Expenditures were about $100,000 over budgeted as well. Did some capital purchases out of the general fund with Bobcat and I think some fire equipment there. So it was mainly the variance in the revenues and expenditures. Transfers out, you did transfer of that $178,000 that was transferred out. You had budgeted 96, but you ended up transferring $130,000 to the capital fund this year. So part of that was the LGA. So overall fund balance decreased, had about $60,000 decrease in fund balance, ended with $474,000 in reserves. However, the previous slide, you still have, you're still meeting your policy with 76% of your reserves. Next slide just shows your revenues over the last 3 years and where they're coming from in your general fund. Obviously, the majority of your revenue comes from property taxes. And that's it. It'll have pretty steady and consistent over the last 3 years. Intergovernmental stayed the same, pretty consistent. The other category had a jump in 2021. There was just some donations and transfers in to help pay for that Bobcat. Your expenditures on the next slide. Again, general government consistent from what you were spending in 2020 up from 2019 though. Public safety had a slight jump this year as well. Public works actually going the opposite direction over the last 3 years, decreasing in expenditures. The other big jump there was in other, and again, that related to the capital and the transfers out are included in that other category. Next slide, get into your special revenue funds. You do have one special revenue fund, the cable television fund. Here we just want to make, show this, want to make sure your revenues are enough to support your expenditures, and you had an increase in your fund balance this year, so you're definitely collecting enough to pay for what you're using it for. Capital project funds on the next slide. F2, the capital purchases fund, and then the fire equipment fund. Fire equipment fund just had a transfer in this year, didn't really spend anything out of that fund, and then some interest earnings. Capital purchases fund, really just use that for a transfer in from the general fund, and then you transferred some money out as well. So not a lot of activity in these two funds this year. Debt service funds on the next slide. You have two governmental debt service funds, the 2007 bonds and 2018 bonds. Both of these bonds will mature in 2023. So you have a couple more years, or this year and next year, you have to pay off these bonds, and then you'll be debt-free in your governmental funds. Then we get into enterprise funds, your water, sewer, and storm. These two charts look at your cash. So the top chart is your cash flows, your operating receipts compared to your operating disbursements. That's the dark, the reddish color there, and the yellow. The black is the debt service requirements for the year. So what we're trying to show here is we want your operating revenues, operating receipts to be enough to support both your operating disbursements plus your debt service requirements. So you can see in the water fund, it's pretty much a break even this year. And then in the prior year, you had a bit of a gap there, but 2021 had a pretty much break even year. Your cash balances on the bottom, you can see in 2018, you had $92,000 of cash, had been decreasing through 2020. And then you had transferred in about $70,000 this past year into the water fund to help support it. So brought that cash up in 2021. The black line there is just a minimum reserve that we would recommend you'd want to try to stay at or above, and that is 50% of your next year's operating expenses plus 100% of your debt service requirements. So then if you were ever have a down year, you'd have enough reserves to at least get you through six months of the year. Sewer funds, same two charts here. You can see the sewer has not been meeting that operating receipts compared to your disbursements plus your debt. However, your cash has been holding steady. One thing you don't see on this chart, because it's not an operating receipt, is your assessments coming into this fund. So your assessments are also coming into this fund that support that debt service requirement as well. So it's an additional revenue source that's keeping your cash and what it should for that bond. You have about $105,000 of bonds outstanding in this fund. Your storm fund, this similar to the water fund with as far as your receipts and debt and disbursements there, you can see the majority of your expenses coming out of this fund are from debt service requirements. Cash has held pretty steady over the last couple of years as well. So this fund's having a pretty much break-even year. Then we get into some general overall analysis within the city. So first take a look at your total cash balances. You can see over the last 3 years have steadily been increasing your cash balances. So in a better place today than you were 2 years ago as far as cash reserves. And then with this year, about $1.7 million compared to in 19, you had about just over $1.4 million. The next few slides, we compare your city with other cities of the fourth class. So, or class four cities. So class four cities are defined under state statute as cities of 0 to 10,000 population that report not on a cash basis. So you are on the lesser population of that range on that 0 to 10,000 population. So typically, as you the population gets lower, you still need a certain level of tax revenue to support your operation. So typically, we see higher tax rates and taxes per capita with lower population type cities. So not unusual, but this kind of shows you where others are at. And so the red is other cities of the fourth class. The yellow is the other cities in the county. Your debt per capita, again, 2017 and 18, you were pretty close to others in Carver County, though 19, 20 and 21 have a little bit higher, you're quite a bit higher with the new bonds, the water tower bonds. Yeah. But from 20 to 21, you have going in the right, you're going in the right direction. The next charts, we have current expenditures per capita and capital expenditures per capita. So again, with the lower population, you're typically going to have a higher per capita number in this area. So, but again, you can see the trend in your city. 2017 and 18 were a little bit higher than in 19 through 21 have decreased those from the prior 2 years. Then the capital, that's going to vary. This vary from year to year based on the projects you have going on. And this is just the governmental. So this wouldn't include enterprise type capital. The last two charts, I kind of talked about these a little bit when we looked at our cash flow analysis. These take a look at are you generating enough operating receipts to cover your our net operating income to cover your debt service requirement. So what we're looking for here is at 100% or above your water fund, as we saw earlier, was at a break even. So that hit the 100% mark right on. Your sewer is a little bit under that 100% mark at 61%. But again, we have the assessments coming in there as well. So to support that debt. But so that is all we have for the presentation. Any questions at all as far as you reviewed the financials or as I went through that?
Council, any questions?
Yeah.
No, you're happy, we're happy.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, many times I've been on the up here, I think the report has relatively stayed the same.
Yep.
In regards to the findings and that. So it's part of being a smaller city and smaller staff and, mm-hmm. and going around those lines.
Consistency is good.
Yeah. No questions?
Questions here? No.
Yep, easy.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we'll move on then to the temporary on sale liquor license for the Hamburg Baseball Club. Jeremy, if you want to.
Yeah. So basically, what we got there is temporary on sale liquor license for the baseball club for June 5th and then also for their tournament from June 16th to the 19th. So just looking to approve them.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the temporary on sale liquor licenses for the dates Jeremy mentioned for the Hamburg Baseball Club.
Councilman Martin, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the temporary on sale liquor licenses for the Hamburg Baseball Club for the dates previously mentioned. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Next, I guess Jeremy wants some time off.
Yeah, time off request for May 20th and June 7th.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the time off requests for the dates Jeremy mentioned.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the time off requests for Jeremy for the dates previously stated. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Looks like you get some time off.
Sweet.
All right. Next item, the last item is the property of 45.0282010. Do we just want to move right into the close, or is there something you guys want to say before we go to that point? Okay. I, the mayor, make a motion to go into a closed session pursuant to Minnesota Statute Section 13D.05, Subdivision 3B, which allows the city to close this portion of the meeting as expressly authorized by the attorney-client privilege to discuss the pending litigation matter of Steve Trebish, Triple T Service LLC, and Jake B. Trebish versus the City of Hamburg and the Minnesota Valley Regional Rail Authority.
Councilman Tracy, second.
It's been moved and seconded to close the meeting as stated previously. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Lefkin, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We are in a closed session as of 18:45. I will go ahead and reopen the special meeting for May 17th, 2022 at 19:39. I would like to go ahead and make a motion to have our litigation team send a letter to the plaintiff's counsel to remove property and items from parcel 5.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to have our litigation team send a letter to the plaintiff's counsel to remove items from parcel 5. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buxton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. I would now, unless you guys had anything else to add, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Buxton, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, second.
It's moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buxton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Hamburg City Council special meeting for May 17, 2022 is adjourned at 19:40.